James, a pretty bruising evening for yourself and your players. How are you feeling, and how are the players feeling in the dressing room?
I'm obviously disappointed with the result. I don't think we can deny if we want to win football matches, we can't give goals away like that. I think we're all going to sit down on Thursday and watch the video, which will be interesting. But you know, the lads are devastated in there. But the only thing we can do is keep working hard, roll your sleeves up and try and get ready for Saturday.
It was the stuff of nightmares at times in that first half, wasn't it?
Yeah. We talk about what we're trying to do every game, and some of the fundamentals never change. And doesn't matter what level you're playing at, to try and gain territory and gain space to play football in is one of them. And dilly-dallying on the edge of your box is not one way to gain space. So there's things we need to look at, of course there is. But the first goals, you know, how's your luck? It's unlucky that Luke hits it into, I think it was Andy Mangan. And then, you know, I think that the nature of the goal sort of hits the lads hard, and try and get into them about game management and how they should not let anything that happens in the game alter their thought process and the way they approach the game and what we're trying to do, and obviously it did, and we started making bad decisions which we don't normally make, and rash decisions, and you know, I think the second goal is as calamitous, if not more calamitous, than the first. And obviously, you know, it's unfortunate for Luke, but it's another goal that the lads take to heart massively, and it just affects us deeply. And the lads are at sixes and sevens, but there was still a couple of passages of play in the first half where we kept it one and two touch. We moved the ball quickly, and we got Hunty in. We were patient, and that's what we're all about. The other stuff that went before that, I've not got really much time for. But that's not what we're about at all as a team, and that's not what we try and do. But we found ourselves 3-0 down at half time and 10 men. So we had a few words at half time, and you know, the lads were devastated. But it was a case of I don't know. I still thought we could, if we managed to get through the first 20 minutes. And then we could nick one, and you know, certain things happen in the game. I still believed that we could get back into it, but we came out second half, and the lads, they played much better. It was obviously going to be a possession game, more like a training game for Shrewsbury, being 3-0 up. But I thought the lads stuck at the task, and we only lost the second half 1-0. So it was an improvement on the first. As I said to the lads, hopefully we'll never play that badly again, or if they do, they'll be lucky. So it's a result that we need to look at. Obviously there's stuff we need to address, and we'll do that, and we'll keep working as hard as we can. Nothing will change.
Can you put your finger on it? Is it mental, physical?
Well, I think a goalkeeper shouldn't be in that position in the first place. It should be down in Shrewsbury's half somewhere. But when a goalie kicks it against a striker, then what do you put that down to? It's nothing physical, it's nothing mental, is it? It's just that the ball shouldn't have been there at that present moment in time, and obviously Luke's trying to clear it, but it's good closing down, if anything, by the striker, but you know, poor play by ourselves.
Yeah, I think I meant more, you said the response to that first goal going in.
Oh, the response is obviously mental. I don't think it's anything physical. It's the way you deal with things, and it becomes that game management that I talk about so often, and not letting your mentality change, no matter what arises or no matter what situations happen in the game. You know, you've got to remain focused, and no matter whether the advantage is positive or it's at your disadvantage, you go goals down, you should always remain the same. We try and play the same way all the time. But tonight we didn't do that, and it affected us.
Just lastly, will it be a big job to pick them up for Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it is a big job. We've had certain things happen at the club this week which haven't helped. But they're a young bunch, and they're willing to learn. And I'm more than willing to take the blame for the performance tonight. I'll take that on my shoulders squarely, and we'll come back and we'll be okay. We need to keep working hard, keep our heads down, because there's some very good players in that dressing room. And as I say, I'll back them all the way.
Thank you. Cheers.